I'd like to read a verse in Amos, third chapter. I guess three verses. Amos chapter 3, verse 1. Hear this word that the Lord hath spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore will I punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together except they be agreed? And another verse in 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. Speaking of Christ, well, let's read verse 19 and 20. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained, or should be translated, Mr. Darby translates it, foreknown, before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. I'd like to talk a little bit about this word, foreknown, or foreknow. God is omniscient. He knows everything, nothing that he does not know. God is, and here's a word that perhaps we're not quite familiar as much with, omniscience, prescient. He knows all beforehand that is going to take place. This little word foreknow is neither omniscience, God knowing all things, nor prescience, that he knows all ahead of time. Because if that was the case, it says whom he did foreknow, he predestinated for blessing. And if it just means all that he knew ahead of time and all that he knows altogether, he knew all men. And therefore, all men would be predestinated to glory. It's not true. For we know there are those who are going to a lost eternity. What does this word foreknown mean? We read in Amos, you have I known of all the families in the earth. It's the same word, but in Hebrew. You only have I known. Does that mean he didn't really know anybody in this world but Israel? Of course not. It means a class of persons, Israel, called of God. He said, you only, of all nations, have I known. He called them for blessing. What about Peter? He speaks of Christ, that Lamb, foreknown from before the foundation of the earth. Does foreknown just mean that God looked down the long avenue of time and saw that Christ would decide, the Son of God would decide to come to be the Lamb of God? Or does it mean it was determined from a past eternity that the eternal Son of God would come into this world to be that Lamb, to give himself a sacrifice for sin on Calvary's cross? It was all determined from a past eternity. And when we come to Romans 8, when it says whom he did foreknow, it doesn't mean God just looked down the long avenue of time and saw who would believe. It's a class of persons that he set his love upon. He foreknew you and me from before this world was ever founded. And in time, he called us by the gospel. Whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. We read in our chapter in the readings, chosen in Christ from before the foundation of the world, God's sovereign choice of his elect. And then he says, predestinated unto sonship. Election is God's sovereign choice. Predestination is his purpose to bring us into a particular relationship with himself. But he called us in time by the gospel. Why? Because as we were born into this world with a nature lost in sin, not one of us would come to God. Chapter 9 of Romans, verse 15, for he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion upon whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth. No inward determination of human nature, no matter how strong, it's not of him that willeth. Nor of him that runneth, no outward efforts on the part of man in any way. It's not of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. It's just because he set his sovereign love upon you and me. We would not have come otherwise. Gospel of John, chapter 1. Verse 10, and he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, or the children of God. The right, it really should say, or the privilege to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. In believing on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is given the right, the privilege for those that believe to know themselves in a relationship with God as his children and to one another, something unknown in the Old Testament. But now that Christ has come, he's brought in something new, a relationship for those who have faith that was not known in the Old Testament. Verse 13, which were born, not of blood. Look at the emphasis. Which were born, those who came, those who believed, were those who were born of God. We're going to hold our place here and read one verse in James chapter 1, verse 18. For of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Of his own will, life was imparted. And those who were born of God were those who came by faith. They had a life given to them that they might have ears to hear, faith to receive. And when they did believe on his name, they were brought into a relationship that they had never had before. John's Gospel, chapter 1 again, which were born not of blood, not by natural descent, not by any human or earthly relationship of any kind, not by blood, nor of the will of the flesh, again, not of any inward purpose or desire on my part as I was born into this world. I had no thought for God. He came into this world, and the world knew him not, and I was among them, and you were too. Not by the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, nor of the purpose of any other person acting upon you, nor of the will of man, but of God, whom he did foreknow, them he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. That little portion in Romans goes from eternity to eternity, for it ends, them he also glorified, for which we are waiting.
We sing number 2. Number 2.
Father, 'twas thy